The first half of Maseches Bava Kama deals with all sorts of nezikin. And there's a whole bunch of types of nezikin. I know the first Mishnah says arba avos nezikin, but in truth, there really are six. You have Adam Hamazik, you have three types of shur, Keren, Shein, and Regel. And Shein and Regel are, why they're separate is a good question. The Chargers don't have to do that. And you have Bor, and then you have Eish. Now you have to know each naft, you have to know each type of mazik, because each one has halachic ramifications. For example, if it's a Bor, you're patur on Adam and Caleb. If it's an Eish, you're patur on Toma, something that's hidden. If it's a Keren, it's Chazinezik the first, you know, until you get to three times. So it's important to know what it is. So when it comes to Adam HaMazik, says the Mishnah, there is no exception to the rule. Adam is muad la'olam, bein shogeg, bein ratzon, perhaps even bein ones, pardon me, bein shogeg, bein nezid, and then there's two different girsos. One is bein ones, bein ratzon, one is bein er, bein yashin. It's actually two different mishnais. One in Bava Kama, daf chavav, man aleph, and one in Sanhedrin, daf ayin beis, man aleph. But the point is, Adam is always, always, always chai. There should be no exceptions to that rule. That's din number one. Din number two is that lechar, there are exceptions to the rule. How can you say muad li'olam? On the other hand, there seems to, that's A. B, there seems to be exceptions to the rule. For example, the halacha is if a person goes to sleep and someone else comes along and places a vase next to the sleeping person, the sleeping person knocks it over in their sleep, he's pater. Adma mazik. There's an exception to the rule. Similarly, if let's say I'm walking and you place a barrel around the corner so when I turn I can't see it, or perhaps you put it into a public thoroughfare at night so I can't see it, or maybe if you fill up the whole Rosh HaRabim full of barrels, you know, Mali Rosh HaRabim Kula Chavios, they have no way of getting around unless I break your barrel. Those are three shitas in Amarayim. The first is of Yochanan, second is Shmuel, third is Rav. In the Masechet Bava Kama Daf Chav Zayin, I mentioned in the inverse order of the Gemara, but I think conceptually it's a better way to understand it. Your potter. So what's the difference? How do you have a situation where Adam is muad li'olam, which no exception, seemingly, bein ones, bein ratzon, versus situations where Adam is potter? For example, the case of the vases, or for example, the case of the barrels. That's a stira. How do you resolve this stira? Slachora, there's a machlokas we've shown how to understand the resolution to this. It's machlokas Tosis versus the Ramban. Machlokas how we shown. According to Tosfos, there's a difference between ones and ones gamor. Ones adam is chayvan. Ones gamor is nothing. You totally potter ones gamor, and therefore the case of the barrels, the case of the vases, is a simple case of ones gamor. By contrast, and by the way, on a separate point, but a worthwhile methodological note as well, the chilek that Tosfos draws is a quantitative one. Onus versus onus gamor. A little bit onus versus very onus. Anytime you ever make a chilek, it could be a quantitative one, it could be a qualitative one. The Ramban makes a qualitative chilek. It's not just onus versus onus gamor. The Ramban in Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis writes, the reason why the guy who's sleeping and knocks over the vases, the mazik, so to speak, is not chayv. The reason why he's putter is because he's not really the mazik. There's a pshias hanizak over here. Pshias hanizak means if you put your vases next to sleeping people, it's your own fault. If you leave your barrels in the middle of public thoroughfares, in public areas, in the middle of the midrachov, in the middle of the night, or around the corner, so anyone who walks by is going to knock it over, he's not going to change the seat, it's your own fault. Would it be said differently? According to the Ramban, there's pshias hanizak over here. If you think about this, Lechora, Tosfos writes that Chav Zayin is really correct. There are exceptions to the rule. When the Mishnah said there are no exceptions, it meant there are no exceptions except for Onas Gamor. B is right, you have to reinterpret A. According to the Ramban, A is right. Onas is never, ever, ever, ever Chayiv. But you want to know what? This is not Onas, this is not even Adam, this is Pshias HaNizak. The Nizak himself became the Mazik. Says the Ramban, A is really right, you have to reinterpret B. Is that clear? Did I do that? Yeah, Benji, got that? Jacob, you good? Now you hear that? I'll say it again. Good? 90%. You hear the stira? In other words, at one place, Mishnah Chavav says you're never, Adam is, there's never exception, Adam is always chayiv. on Chav Zayin and Sanhedrin, it says there are exceptions. Yerusham says, oh, pardon me, Chav Zayin and Yerusham says there are exceptions. So what's the exception? Tosa says Onus Gomer. Says the Ramban, no, not Onus Gomer, that's Pshias and Nizak. It's a Nizak's fault for the vase is next to the sleeping guy. What I'm suggesting is that the same methodology plays out according to Tosa, according to the Ramban. It's really, really, really true. The Mishnah really on Chav Vav says there's no exceptions. It's right, there are no exceptions. This is not an exception to Adam. This is not even Adam Amazik. It's Meir's fault for placing the vases down next to me. It's his own negligence for being so irresponsible with his glasses. He's Mazik himself. Pshias Aniza. However, according to Tosis, no, I'm actually Chayiv on Onis Gomor. I, the Mishnah said, Bein Ratzon, Bein Onis. Yeah, the answer is, okay, there's an exception to that rule. The Mishnah is a little bit lav davka. One takes the no exception very seriously and reinterprets the one to make it Pshias Anizak, and the other one says no. The Mishnah on Chavza, the Sugya and Chavzayin, the barrels and the Yerushalmi is correct. And the Mishnah you have to reinterpret to mean Onis but not Onis Gomer. You could either reinterpret A to fit B or B to fit A. While I'm on the Sugya, I'll share with you a fascinating insight that Rav Soloveitchik made. It's written in the Rishimat Shir that Rabbi Reichman wrote up in the Red Books, his stuff in Baba Kama right there in Daf Chavzayin, and it's a big, big yisod. Soloveitchik asks, why are you chayef for Nezikin in the first place? Let me take a step back. Why should the exception, let's ask the question better. Before I share with you that little, or the rough, let me go back and ask the way the rough formulated the question. At least, probably, I would formulate the rough question if he didn't formulate it this way. What's behind this machlokas? What should be the exception to the rule? What should be the scope of Nezikin? Should there be a patur of Onis Gomer? Says Tosfos, yes. Says the Ramban, no. Says Ramban, the only exception is Pshias and Nizak, and Tosfos doesn't like that. What's behind that machlokas? Just to highlight that there's machlokas, let me show you a nafka mina, a quick nafka mina. A nafka mina would be Onis Gomer. Let's just give a wild case of Onis Gomer. I'm walking in the middle of the street, and lightning comes and strikes the ground just below my feet, and I go flying, 20 feet in the air. And I crash into an old lady, and the old lady drops her plates. And she's carrying a whole bunch of plates. The plates fall and break. According to Tosfos, is the guy who went flying Chayev? No, you want to know why? Onis Gomer. You can't imagine Onis Gomer greater than that. And if you can, use that as the case. According to the Ramban, what's the answer? He cannot say she's responsible. There is no Pshias HaNizak, and therefore the Mazik would taka be Chayv. So why does Tosfos focus on the distinction, the chilik between Onis and Onis Gomer, the quantitative distinction? Why does the Ramban focus on the more qualitative distinction, the distinction between me being the Mazik versus you being the Mazik? What's behind that machlokas? Soloveitchik suggests that it may depend upon why are you chayef for nezikin in the first place? Are you chayef for nezikin because you're property damaged and you're like an insurance company on your property? You have a responsibility. It's your mamon that damaged. When your property damages, you have a part of ownership of an object is a non-articulated responsibility to take care of it. I have responsibility for myself, for my property. If my property damages, I'm responsible because it's mine. Part of owning the object, part of having an opinion on the object is a suppressed or quiet, silent responsibility. You have like you're like an insurance company on your own stuff. You have a halachic responsibility to watch, to be responsible, to pay for your stuff. Alternatively, it's not that you have a responsibility as much as it is you are poshe, you are negligent. Are you chayev because you did something wrong, or are you chayev, even if you didn't do anything wrong, just because you're responsible? Is nezik in the world of iser beheter? You did something wrong, you were poshe, you were negligent, you were irresponsible, you were reckless and careless, and because of your recklessness and carelessness, nezik occurred. And directly because, but that's your responsibility because you are irresponsible, or is your responsibility an outgrowth of ownership? L'mashal ma'ad davardom. My dog breaks out of its cage and goes over to Shane's backyard, eats up all his daffodils. His mother comes out running and yelling and screaming, you know, Rav Horn, why your dog let out your dog was irresponsible. You should watch your dogs better. That's one side. I may respond and say, I watched my dogs perfectly well. They chewed through a metal chain and then broke out of their cage and ate up your daffodil. She's like, well, the truth is, I don't really care how they got out. They're your dogs. They're your responsibility. Her two different claims are exactly the Chakir of a Salvecha Klard, and one says, Machlok Tosfos versus Rambam, Azor. According to Tosfos, as long as your Pachya for Onis Gamor, that means it's all about you, whether or not you were Onis, Hoshea, responsible or not. According to Tosfos, did I do something wrong? If it's not Onis Gamor, I can't be Chayiv. Onis Gamor is Mechayiv me because, pardon me, Onis Gamor patters me, pardon me, because it's reflective of the fact that I did absolutely nothing wrong. But the focus is on, did I do something wrong or not? Was I poshea on any level? If the answer is a little bit of shia, which is onus. Maybe I'm chayiv, because I'm going to have to be very careful myself. But onus gomer, what do you want from me? Masha'in came according to the Ramban. You're not chayiv because you were poshea. In the case where there's no onus, where it's 100% onus gomer, where there's no shia at all, the case where the lightning came and struck you, you're chayiv. Why? You're chayiv because you're responsible for your behavior, your actions, yourself. Even if you didn't do anything wrong. You were not. You were completely careful and cautious. You did nothing negligent. Why then is Adma Mazik Pater over here? The answer is because you're not the Mazik. According to say sharper than Ramban, according to the Ramban, the Mazik always pays. Over here, the Nizik is the Mazik. Over here, when Meir put his vases down next to me after I went to sleep, and when he put his barrels around corners and dark areas where you can't see them, he's being mazik himself. According to the Ramban, the definition of the mazik is the one who's responsible for the damage. He himself is the mazik. If I would be the mazik, of course I'd be chayiv because there are no exceptions to the rule. And said Rabbi Soloveitchik, this chakir, which is really found in all the achronim, this chakir is goof of the machlokes, how to understand Adam ha-mazik.